Hi there. Welcome to Brah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. I have a question for you. What do you know about God? What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons introduce you to God, and they make you aware of the things that are unique and special about your Creator. And we use the Creator clock to help us to remember the Lord's essence. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 3 o'clock. God is one God in three persons. So what? Well, we've learned quite a bit about God by taking a tour of the Creator clock. And we know that at 2 o'clock on the Creator clock, well, that's today's lesson, but at 2 o'clock on the Creator clock, we know that God is voracious. God has veracity. And these two words, voracious and veracity, come from the Latin words veritas, in Spanish verdad, and it means truth. So God always tells us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So what? So you can be absolutely certain that everything God says, you can completely count on. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 say this: Know this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own private interpretation, and no prophecy of Scripture was ever made by an act of human will, but men, carried along by God the Holy Spirit, spoke directly from the exact thinking of the God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, at 3 o'clock on the Creator clock, there is one God in three separate and distinct persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So God is triune. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says this: Then God said, Let us make mankind in our own image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So again, Latin comes into play when we talk about Trinity or triune. The word Trinitas means the three are one. The three are one. Trinity. The three are one. So the Trinity expresses the thought that God is one being made up of three separate and distinct persons who exist as co-equals, as co-infinite, no limitations, and as co-eternal, no beginning, no ending, in essence. Three separate beings who are completely unified in every way with each other. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20 say this, and this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. He says, Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, disciples, technical students, of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And so most people are too lazy to be curious about how there could be a Trinity. They dismiss the Trinity as false doctrine. And as for me, there are too many references to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit to ignore that there's a Trinity. But then there's always the different places where it says there's only one God. So those who dismiss the Trinity, I believe, are dismissing a huge part of the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14 says this: The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now, in the United States government, there is one government, but it has three separate and distinct branches. It has the judicial branch, it has the legislative branch, and it has the executive branch. an egg is one unit with three separate and distinct parts: the shell, the yolk, and the white. Light is one thing, but it has three separate and distinct parts: actinic, calorific, and luminiferous. A shamrock is a single flower with three separate and distinct petals. First century Rome was ruled by a triumvirate, an unofficial political alliance between three prominent Roman politicians that included Julius Caesar, Pompey the Great, and Marcus Crassus. And the three of them formed a pact, jointly swearing to oppose all legislation of which any of them might disapprove. That's exactly the pact that God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Son have, in that they agree on everything. So God has given us numerous examples in real life of the Trinity: three acting as one, three acting in unity. So what? There's one God and three separate and distinct persons. So what? Well, I think the so what is that if anyone brings a charge against God for being unfair, there are three separate and distinct beings: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, each of whom are omnipresent. They're everywhere at the same time, so they see everything. Each of them are omniscient. They know all the knowable. And they can testify for each other so that no court case against God would ever be one person's word against God. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15 says this: a single witness shall not rise up against a man on account of any iniquity or any sin which he has committed. Instead, on the evidence of two or three witnesses, a matter shall be confirmed. So God is fair in all of his judgments, and there are always three separate and distinct beings in place to testify on God's behalf: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And after examining the way that these three separate beings operate, by studying the Bible for a long period of time, it's easy to see the Trinity. It's easy for me to place my confidence in the Trinity. And I don't think it's mysterious at all. But if I ever wonder how something like this could be, I simply remember Luke chapter 1, verse 37, which says, "Nothing will be impossible with God." Tick-tock. What time is it on the Creator clock? It is 3 o'clock. There is one God in three separate and distinct persons. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons each week. We post them on our website. You can watch them. You can listen to them. There are notes for edification of your spiritual life. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.